With KAZU News, I'm Erica Mahoney. A group of linguists at UC Santa Cruz are on a mission to save a rarely studied endangered language. Through investigation and collaboration, they hope to preserve an indigenous language spoken by communities from Mexico, now living in the Monterey Bay area. KAZU's Michelle Loxton reports.
Within the cities of Santa Cruz and Watsonville are Zapotec speakers. They are diaspora communities, meaning they're a scattered population originating from somewhere else. In this case, these indigenous communities originate from Oaxaca in southern Mexico. Many came to California as migrant farm workers, particularly in the 1980s. Maziar Tusar-Vandani is the lead linguist on this project to preserve the language. He says Zapotec is a group of languages that hasn't been very well studied.
We have a general sense of what these languages are like at a sort of high level. But when you go down to the level of like how do people in a specific town speak, for most towns in Oaxaca, there's nothing written.
The linguists will be focusing on one variety of Zapotec. Tusar-Vandani says this language has a really vibrant way of referring to things in the world.
Zapotec has a particularly rich system of pronouns that encodes fine degrees of animacy, so how alive or human something is. It has, in fact, four pronouns that refer to elder humans, non-elder humans, animals, and things.
Linguists refer to a language as being endangered when there is a threat to the number of speakers. So why does a language become endangered?
A lot of minority communities are under pressure, not necessarily from a single powerful group, but they're under pressure nonetheless to give up speaking their language for a variety of reasons.
Globalization being one of them.
They may be, in some sense, forced to give up their language because in order to make a living, they need to speak the language of the outside, maybe of the nation or of other communities.
Tusar-Vandani and his team are approaching the preservation of this indigenous language in two ways. One, investigation.
Part of our work is basic documentation, understanding the basic properties of the language, how does it construct its sentences, those kinds of questions.
And two, preservation.
It's important to the speakers. Speakers want to speak their language.
And if these languages are not preserved, we risk losing them and the stories of their speakers. Like this traditional tale in Zapotec about a saint's festival, preserved by UC Santa Cruz linguists. The story is told by deceased Oaxacan elder Isidro Vasquez Geronimo. It starts, "Now when the day of the fiesta comes, the musicians arrive." First, they light fireworks, he said. Then, he said, the municipal authorities announced through the sound system that the people of the town should come welcome the visiting band. By studying Zapotec, local linguists are able to go beyond saving the language and also serve this local community, one of their main goals. Tusar-Vandani says many Zapotec speakers are not able to receive basic services because of language barriers. They've collaborated with the Santa Cruz nonprofit Senderos, which helps local indigenous communities stay connected to their Oaxacan roots through dance, food, and language lessons. And the Monterey Bay Area is full of linguistic diversity. Zapotec isn't the only indigenous language spoken locally that linguists are working to preserve. There's also Mixtec, Mixe, and Chatino, to name just a few. I'm Michelle Loxton. This is KEZU News.